Hello, Empresses. It is Leslie Tagorda with the cosmic weather for Origin for November 2021. And the theme in Origin this month is focus. And yes, it is time to focus. Compared to the whirlwind of all of October's energies, the shifts of November aren't as intense. Well, besides that Taurus full moon lunar eclipse coming up, but that doesn't mean that things will be easy. In fact, the beginning of November is marked with a collective drive to get things done and a need to erect boundaries to focus and prioritize, which is so perfect for us in Origin in November. In astrology, there are a few keys that determine focus. Of course, there's Saturn, your boundaries, priorities, and desire to master, achieve, and accomplish. You need Saturn to create containers for laser focus on the things that matter most to your goals. Without limitations and more saying no, how can you create momentum and have room to say more yes? Mars, your physical energy and drive to get things done. You need Mars to take action, move things forward, and have the fighting power to reach your destination. And then, of course, you need to pay attention to your primary luminaries of your sun and your moon. Remember, in your business, your sun shows you your strengths in what you do, that zone of genius and superpowers you are meant to radiate naturally, while your moon shows you what you need to feel. Emotional security will help you with the doing, because if you don't have your emotions dialed in, procrastination from fear can set in. In November, while there are no big astrological meetups, Mars, Saturn, the Sun, and the revolutionary awakener Uranus will all spend time in fixed signs that are squaring off and opposing. Thus, you can expect these energies will be asking you to make decisions, problem solve, and laser focus on your priorities. The fixed signs, also known as the quadruplicity of Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, are the problem solvers of the zodiac, and we need them to investigate, uncover truth, ground in what we know, and persevere, which is great for focus and hunkering down, but not so great if you're craving variety and freedom. I'm talking to you, mutable signs, Geminis, Virgos, Sagittariuses, and Pisces. In November, all planets remain moving in the same direction all month. Only the outer planets Uranus and Neptune currently are in the retrograde direction. And with the Mercury retrograde behind us, Mercury, the planet that represents your understanding and perception, is now moving full speed ahead at its fastest motion in its cycle. As it whizzes through two signs in November, you can count on Mercury's energy to help you think quickly on your feet. Our Mars and Saturn square off will build an energy at the beginning of the month as Mars gets closer to the Sun. All the while, Uranus in Taurus opposes and tugs at that Sun-Mars meetup. While this could bring an uncomfortable feeling of constantly being on the brink, if you can turn this friction into aligned action, there's no telling what you can accomplish in those few weeks. And for those mutable empresses, this is good for you too, because discomfort is what you need to gather all of your big ideas. Lastly, we have a full moon lunar eclipse mid-month where anything can happen. After the dust settles in this aftermath of its transformative power, you will have the energies of pure truth and trust to draw from. For everyone overall, don't panic if this month is heavy, because things will loosen up by the end of November. So now that we've covered all these interesting aspects, let's take time to set an intention. What will you focus on and accomplish in November? I know it will be amazing. So, an overview, this month we see Venus entering Capricorn for an extended stay starting on November 5th. Mercury enters Scorpio on November 6th. The Sun enters Sagittarius on November 21st. Mercury enters Sagittarius on November 24th. That's right, Mercury is going to zip through Scorpio into Sagittarius. For our lunations, we have our new moon in Scorpio at 12 degrees on November 4th and our full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus at 27 degrees on November 19th. So remember, these are the collective energies available to us all, and there's nothing to be fearful of. Instead, get curious about what you need to learn. Times given are for exact meanings. Often you're going to feel the energy days or even weeks leading up to and building up and then a little bit away from. There are no prescriptive or predictive requirements, simply suggestions on how to work with, instead of against, the energy of the time. To personalize your energies with conjunctions and meeting points, as well as lunar activations, look to the degree of that activation and find out where that degree lives on your natal chart. Your astrological house in which the degree occurs is where in your business or life more information is available for that cosmic alignment. Also, if you read the written version of the Cosmic Weather, there is a link to a video that helps you, guides you through being able to read your chart so that you can personalize the Cosmic Weather. All right, so let's dive into the individual aspects of November. So we start off November. The first major aspect happening is on November 2nd, where Mercury squares off with Pluto. This happens in the wee morning at 2:39 a.m. Pacific, 5:39 a.m. Eastern, where the theme is words have power to transform. How will you use your words to create epic change? You now have the words to activate, take a stand, and integrate needed change. In your business, your call to action has been gaining momentum and clarity. Your words do not need to be aggressive. They can be meant to be kind and assertive. In your business, it's time to express your message of needed transformation. Mercury will be at Libra of 24 degrees, squaring off of with Pluto at Capricorn of 24 degrees. Actually, Pluto is still at Capricorn of 24 degrees. On the 3rd, the next day, Mercury leaves the shadow zone from this last Mercury retrograde as it crosses the threshold of Libra at 25 degrees, where it is now time to act on your powerful relationships. What powerful connections will you now activate? Now that Mercury has left its 2-week post-retrograde period, things probably seem much more clear. You're feeling good and powerful. You're thinking clearly with impact. You're ready to trust yourself and your change-making co-creators. It's time to take action on changing the world in partnership. Mercury has now left the shadow zone, crossing that threshold of 25 Libra, where it retraced back and forth and back and forth. You have broken off what doesn't serve you in your relationships and reanalyze and recognize the powerful collaborations and customers you serve. You are ready now to go beyond calling in your people. Now you are poised to create change together. Partner up with your destiny. On November 4th, the theme, we have a lot of things going on. We have our new moon, which has a lot of different Uranus and Sun oppositions. There's a lot of things going on with this new moon at Scorpio of 12 degrees. But on the 4th, the overall theme for that day is intuition as revolution. We have a potent new moon that arrives to awaken your intuition, empower your spiritual work in your business, and choose words of kindness to take a stand. The cosmic weather of the day is focused on the new moon, when the sun and moon meet at Scorpio of 12 degrees, all the while facing off with revolutionary Uranus in Taurus. As the sun opposes Uranus exactly a few hours after the meeting of the moon and the sun, this is a crucial time to be trusting in your intuition and consciously harnessing it in your business. In the past, how dangerous it was to harness your intuition. Today, we start a revolution. A revolution that prioritizes emotional well-being and intuitive trust as the foundation of power in our lives and businesses. It starts with you setting an intention to trust your inner power, like only Scorpio power can do. So the new moon at Scorpio of 12 degrees happens at 2:15 p.m. Pacific, 5:15 p.m. Eastern, where today you plant the seeds to trust in your intuition and your authentic power in your business and brand. Do you use your intuition in your business? Your intuition is your authentic power, and for so many of us, we are out of touch with our intuition as it's been systemically disconnected from the way we run our businesses. We've been told that our intuition is dumb or crazy or irrational for so long by society. Hearing your intuition takes trust and listening. Today, I invite you to ask yourself, how are you listening? How are you trusting? What decisions are you making with intuition versus fear? When intuition communicates, it feels neutral. There is not a negative emotional charge like fear being passed on. If you do feel fear, can you dive deeper into what is below the fear, where things are calm, to assess your intuition? This act takes Scorpio stillness, Scorpio trust. It's a dark characteristic, but it's powerful to face your shadow. Trust in yourself. This is your authentic power. When you can make decisions from this seat of trusting your power, revolutionary breakthroughs and magic happen in your business. Today, decide what quantum leaps you want to make when you trust your intuition and how you want it to guide you in your business on your individual intuitive terms. I've listed some house activations to personalize your new moon ritual in the written version of the Cosmic Weather, or you can always check on social media when we get closer. I'll have more tips posted for you. And remember, later on, right after that new moon, we have Sun now opposing Uranus. This happens at 4:58 p.m. Pacific, 7:58 p.m. Eastern, where part of this new moon, you're being asked to recognize creative breakthroughs. How will you integrate shocks as awakenings in your business? Sun at Scorpio of 12 degrees, opposing Uranus at Taurus of 12 degrees. This new moon is going to feel really astounding for our fixed sign empresses, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. A few days later on the 5th, actually just the next day on the 5th, Venus enters Capricorn at exactly 3:44 a.m. Pacific, 6:44 p.m. Eastern, where we are going to connect through projects and getting things done. What will you and your co-creators build? You've called them in, and now you're ready to get to work with others that you've chosen on accomplishing your shared goals. Starting now through March 7th, 2022, you heard that right, Venus, who's responsible for your power to unify, has an extended stay in Capricorn thanks to a Venus retrograde at the end of the year. It is divine timing that Venus has an extended stay in Capricorn because there is work to be done in collaboration. In October, you reestablished your powerful relationships, and now in November, you are committed to building your shared vision. Remember, Venus in your business is your power to connect to the right people and resources. When it's in Capricorn, the right people and resources are to be harnessed responsibly, sustainably, and for the long term. Over the next 4 months, you get to start, break, and start again stronger. This is the process. Imagine what you and your realigned soul co-creators will build together. If you have your natal Venus in Capricorn, like me, you generally value and connect with others over shared goals and getting things done. Work and play are all the same thing to you. The best parties are those where you are working together on shared projects. Paint party, social media batch writing party, you are all in. If you have planets or angles in Capricorn, as Venus graces through, she will share her blessings with your natal energies. Give thanks to fully enjoy. On November 6th, we have Mercury now entering Scorpio. This happens at exactly 2:35 a.m. Pacific, 5:35 a.m. Eastern. Perceive your intuition. Are you trusting and listening to your inner self? Now, for only 2.5 weeks, Mercury is stepping on the gas and speeding through the zodiac. Last year, late September, all the way to the start of December 2020, back in September to December 2020, Mercury spent so much time in Scorpio with a retrograde cycle there that you were really asked to tune in to fine-tune your intuition. This year, you're getting a reminder to trust your acquired spidey sense from last year. You know how things really mess up when you're not listening or understanding your intuition. Pay attention to how your intuition communicates to you. Sounds, pictures, pure downloads. Get familiar with its language and learn to trust it so you can superpower your business and save yourself from all of those red flags. We are on our first steps in the march to an intuition revolution. Put on your intuition and don't look back. Fast forward to the 10th. This is the week leading up to this potent day. So, you know, mark this day on your calendar, November 10th, because the week leading up to this potent day will be the most activating, energetic, and possibly intense weeks of all of November. If you can learn to recognize the tensions as the creative juice to move things forward and manage your nervous system, you will be unstoppable with this Mercury Mars square off with Saturn. You will be able to get so much momentum, especially on communications and writing projects, because of the inner understanding and consciousness you now have. Your realizations and newfound laser focus don't need to be a surprise. You've been building up to this point, pulling in all fears and anxieties you've worked through. Watch your energy at this time. Keep it cool and controlled. If doubt comes into play, doubt is asking you if you've been prioritizing the right things in order to master your objectives. Most of all, listen to your intuition. She's communicating something important to you. Trust her. Do not mistake her for fear. This will be especially activating for fixed sign empresses, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. So the three meetups that we have that day, we have Mercury joining up with Mars at Scorpio of 7 degrees. This happens at 4:57 a.m. Pacific, 7:57 a.m. Eastern, where Mercury Mars is asking, how can you act on getting your voice across? Then Mercury squares off with Saturn at 9:04 a.m. Pacific, 12:04 p.m. Eastern, and Mercury Saturn asks, how can you say less to communicate more powerfully? So obviously something has to be said this day. And then Mars squares off with Saturn later on in that afternoon, 3:14 p.m. Pacific, 6:14 p.m. Eastern. What actions will you focus on for maximum impact? So this fixed area of 7 degrees is really being activated. Your need to take a stand, your need to say something, and your need to focus and create boundaries. How is this showing up for you in your business? So again, pay attention to the culmination of the meetups that happen on the 10th, but you know, this will be building up really all week. So pay attention. On the 11th, we have our second quarter moon at Aquarius of 19 degrees. This happens at 4:46 a.m. Pacific, 7:46 a.m. Eastern. Take action on your new moon intentions. So the theme for second quarter Aquarius moon is act and innovate. What change-making action can you take to up your belief in yourself? You know that with the moon at the second quarter phase and gaining light, it's now time to initiate and take action on your goals and new moon intentions. No more planning, no more thinking. Time to act. In Aquarius, action is through innovation, making change for the future, and thinking about the all. But you've been sitting on affecting change in the world, even though you've heard the call. You can't wait till it's perfect. Tap in and calm your nervous system and do one revolutionary thing. Learn from it. Lean into it. Use that inertia and momentum to lift your belief in yourself to affect change through your business. Especially activating for fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Especially supportive for air signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. The next day on the 12th, the Sun trines Neptune at 8:24 a.m. Pacific, 11:24 a.m. Eastern, where we have interconnected, intuitive creativity. What pure downloads are you receiving and what will you manifest from it? For a day leading up to and away, this is a highly imaginative time, so supportive to connect to spirit, connect to the collective consciousness, to create art, music, perfume, or simply play with bubbles and glitter. Please, biodegradable, okay? Glitter is so bad for the environment, but I love my sparkles. Forget about being pragmatic today. Yes, you could, but you would be missing the point on an energy like today. Through your intuitive creations and play, your business will flow. This is especially intuitive for water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Sun will be at Scorpio of 20 degrees, in flow and trining with Neptune retrograde at Pisces of 20 degrees. On to the 13th, we have Mercury opposing Uranus retrograde. This happens at exactly 7:57 a.m. Pacific, 10:57 a.m. Eastern. Surprises from communication through intuition. What intuitive surprises and understandings come through? It's a great day to do intuitive writing. As a collective, our intuition is on the rise today. You want to focus, but you are getting so many intuitive hits from every direction, from your emotions to your nervous system, words easily write themselves. People you need to talk to message you. Do not ignore or repress these intuitive messages. Listen to them and understand what they're asking. They are nudging you closer to letting go of the things you no longer want to do in your business so you can maximize your superpowers. This is especially activating for fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Mercury will be at Scorpio of 12 degrees, opposite Uranus retrograde at Taurus of 12 degrees. On to the 15th, the Ides of November, Sun squares off with Jupiter at exactly 11:58 a.m. Pacific, 2:58 p.m. Eastern, where the theme is abundant creative tension leads to vision. What will you maximize today? For a few days leading up to and away from this exact meeting point, your focused zone of genius work will be maximized and amplified. You know what you do so well. Do not bog yourself down with things that you can delegate to those better suited. Get creating and see your work expand. Especially revealing for fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Sun will be at Scorpio of 23 degrees, trining Jupiter at Aquarius of 23 degrees. On the 17th, we have Mars now opposite of Uranus retrograde. So, you know, a few weeks ago we had Mercury opposite Uranus. Now we have Mars. So we sense this kind of Mercury-Mars duality where we're being asked to activate our messages to revolutionize. So the theme here is strong-willed need to be free. What will you do with all this impulsive activity? Now, this energy has been really building all month. You may have wavered between anxiety and excitement, frustration and action, fear and eagerness. You're being called to cut through to equalize this energy into aligned action. Part of your aligned action is the desire to be free to do what you want to do. When you can turn your woe-nellies into woohoo, give me more, your actions can take on quantum leaps in your business. Especially invigorating for fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Mars is at Scorpio of 12 degrees, opposite Uranus retrograde at Taurus of 12 degrees. Now on the 18th, Venus is activated with a few exact meetups today. Her beauty and grace allows for a great day to work on your aesthetic, new clothes for a brand shoot, or selecting photos for your visual brand. For money, you could have some pleasant surprises too. Today, Venus enters the shadow zone for our upcoming Venus retrograde, then she aligns with Uranus, manifesting worthy surprises. Also in the mix, Mercury and Neptune flow, giving us a pleasant, if not super clear, feelings and insights. So first, let's talk about Venus entering the shadow on this day, the 18th. Notice your co-creative projects and priorities. What insights on revaluing are you now becoming aware of? So as we enter the Venus retrograde cycle with this first shadow zone, as we enter the shadow zone, now Venus won't actually reverse for another month, but as she enters the shadow zone, as she crosses the Capricorn of 11 degree threshold. So note Capricorn of 11 degrees, because this is the area of the ecliptic and your chart where she will pass through three times. This first time going forward, the second time in reverse, then the third time when she moves forward again. We get Venus retrogrades about every 19 months. The last time we hit this style of reversal was in that May to July back in 2020. Venus goes retrograde about every 18, 19 months or so. As a personal planet like Mercury and Mars, we intimately feel these retrogrades. So similar to that Mercury retrograde, Venus effects, we're going to feel her a little bit more, but thankfully with less tech glitches. Venus retrogrades ask us to realign our values, our connections, and our money. In Capricorn, she'll make us go back and look at the values, people, and resources we need to build out our goals. In this first pass through, start noticing what needs to be rebuilt in your values, which extends to how you add value, your connections, even though you just rethought this through during the last Mercury retrograde, and your money situation. This time, the reflection period going on till mid-December will foreshadow what needs to be reconsidered. Look at this area in your chart that contains the Capricorn of 11 degrees to Capricorn 26 degrees. This is the area that Venus will highlight in your business. If you have natal planets or angles in this area of your chart, they will chime in to express their worth. For now, just notice there isn't anything to do. Venus retrograde starts on December 19th and moves direct on January 29th, 2022, if you want to get a head start. I'll also be sharing a lot of the upcoming 2022 as we do our annual planning in Origin later on. One thing to note, if you've been kind of paying attention to degrees lately, that Capricorn of 26 degrees has been coming up quite often. We had our Pluto retrograde capturing that Capricorn of 26 degrees, and we're going to be seeing some more activations on this Capricorn of 26 degrees. So I really, if you know how to read your natal chart, just go check out your chart and see what you have around Capricorn of 26 degrees, because this is going to be a sensitive part of the chart for quite some time. So later on that day, we are still on the 18th, Mercury now trines with Neptune. So Mercury trine Neptune, listen and speak through your intuition. How can you channel your soul's wisdom and voice? Channeling your spirit guides, automatic writing, free writing, chanting, music making, meditation. What can you do to tap into your subconscious? A day like today, your intuition is on point. Even if you don't think you're all that intuitive, there's a wisdom message wanting to come through if you take the time to get into the flow state and let it come through. Your business is a spiritual journey, so use your spiritual tools to hear the guidance coming to you now. This will be especially intuitive for water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Mercury at Scorpio 20 degrees, trining Neptune retrograde at Pisces of 20 degrees. Lastly, on that day in the evening and for the next morning for most of us on planet Earth, Venus trines Uranus retrograde. This happens at exactly 10:08 p.m. Pacific, 11:08 a.m. the next morning Eastern, where Venus trine Uranus retrograde asks, the theme is beautiful surprise manifestation, and asks, what unexpected gains are you receiving? Windfalls, abundance, connections. It's not clear how this will manifest, yet something unexpected is now here. This could be the right resources to invest in your next goal, or the right relationships connecting you to those you need in your business. This likely will be a surprise or even a silver lining from an event that at first seemed like a nuisance. Be open to receiving surprises. Especially potent for Earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, Venus will be at Capricorn of 12 degrees, trining Uranus retrograde. Also, or at Taurus of 12 degrees. Then mark this day on your calendar as well, the 19th, where we have our full moon lunar eclipse happening at Taurus of 27 degrees. This happens at exactly 12:57 a.m. Pacific, 3:57 a.m. Eastern, where the theme of this lunar eclipse is money, revelations, and resolutions. I want you to take note of Taurus of 27 degrees. Also, please take a look at your natal chart to see where Taurus of 27 degrees occurs in your chart. Every time we have an eclipse, the degree of the eclipse is a sensitive spot on your chart for the upcoming 6 months. Some astrologers will even give it a longer timeline, but that is often a sensitive spot. So we have an eclipse, a wild card cast for you in the stars. Let go of what prevents you from feeling loved, valuable, or worthy. Celebrate all the ways you've created value in your life and your business. At the root of being able to be profitable in your business is your ability to recognize your value and your worth. Today, you're given a wild card. When you draw a wild card, it can have any value or property you give it. And you, as the holder, influence that wild card, although the qualities can sometimes feel uncertain. The wild card stays active over the next 6 months at that degree of the full moon at Taurus of 27 degrees, so take note of which house in your chart contains that degree, as it will be a sensitive point again over the next 6 months. This eclipse wants you to leap into trusting your heart and fall away from the lie that you have to always be giving and doing in order to be worthy. In fact, this eclipse wants you to use your intuition more. hear a theme here in November with intuition so you can receive. When you are able to receive all the love and abundance you deserve, that is the revolution of worthiness. When you are able to give from your emotions and your intuition, you have done your part. It's a powerful eclipse being maximized by Jupiter. Whatever you are feeling will only be amplified by Jupiter. Fill your heart with gratitude for all that you have to lift your energy. If you sense fear, anger, distrust, Jupiter will amplify that just as easily. On the same path with Jupiter, you have to resolve the way you've been growing and spending money. If you've been overspending without a plan for returns, or if you've been too scared to invest in yourself, causing your business to keep small, Jupiter has a way of maximizing this inertia. Get clear on how you have to resolve to change your ways over the next 6 months. Choose your energy wisely. So in the cosmic weather, I have a write-up for your full moon lunar eclipse wild cards according to your rising sign. Also, pay attention on social media. I'll be sharing the breakdowns as we get closer to this upcoming eclipse. So on the 20th, we have Mercury squaring off with Jupiter. This happens at 3:43 p.m. Pacific, 6:43 p.m. Eastern, where quick burst of chattiness is a theme. With whom will you share your insights? For a brief day leading up to and today, your mind is quick and chatty. You have to talk to someone, even if it's an imaginary conversation from your highest self to others. Use this time to jot down all your ideas for social posts, emails, and other content. The ideas and ideals you have coming to you now come straight from your soul. Mercury at Scorpio, 24 degrees, trining Jupiter at Aquarius of 24 degrees. Especially supportive for air signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. On the 21st, the Sun leaves Scorpio and enters Sagittarius. This happens at 6:34 p.m. Pacific, 9:34 p.m. Eastern, where we have the season of inspirational visioning. Time to dream big and reflect. Now through December 21st, we celebrate Sagittarius and the bigger-than-life dreams and purpose. Sagittarius's power comes from belief, vision, gratitude, morals, and hope. Sagittarius is constantly on the search for meaning, the next beautiful thing, the next exciting thing, the next exotic thing. Adding ritual to daily routines to add symbolism. Adding meaning to daily symbols to create ritual. That is how you honor Sagittarius, through meaning, ritual, and gratitude. As an energy, Sagittarius goes big, but going big isn't always a good thing. Going big can tip over into overdoing, overreaching, and overspending, and overing. As long as you're aware of this and keep help around to rein it in if need be, proceed forth. In your business, Sagittarius is the ability to give purpose, to manifest dreams, to discover new truths, and establish social justice on the principle of your morals. Call on your Sagittarius energy to turn your dreams into purpose and your mission into vision. During this season, may we all choose hope, choose to dream big, and choose to give meaning to our purpose in our businesses. For all the Sagittarius Empresses, the most expansive and optimistic of solar return birthdays to you. On the 24th, Mercury joins the Sun in Sagittarius at exactly 7:36 a.m. Pacific, 10:36 a.m. Eastern, where we are here to spread and share inspirational ideas. What is your big dream? What do you want to shout from the rooftops? Now, Mercury zipped through Scorpio and now is in Sagittarius through December 13th, still stepping on the gas and speeding through Sagittarius for only 2.5 weeks. Mercury, who represents your perception, understanding, and communication, loves being in Sagittarius as it can take all its facts and ideas and weave them into ideals and inspiration. You have a vision in your business, and it's time to uplevel your core messaging to elevate and inspire others to join your purpose. On the 27th, we have the fourth quarter moon at Virgo of 5 degrees. This happens at 4:28 a.m. Pacific, 7:27 a.m. Eastern, where the theme is to relax and reassess. It is a great day to review your statistics and your analytics. There are opportunities to dive into the details and befriend your analytics at this time. You don't have to work hard. Simply prepare your VA to run reports on the various things you track in your business. Maybe your website analytics, customer surveys, course completions, financial accounts, newsletter, or social media stats, whatever you can get your hands on. There is gold in the details waiting to be revealed so you can make your next intention based on hard facts. This blast of Virgo energy is here to help you accomplish your Capricornian goals coming up soon, so don't be afraid to dig into those details. Don't worry about not being able to read spreadsheets. Harness your intuition to help you go beyond the numbers into the analysis. This revelation has many opportunities for you. You'll have a better idea of what to keep, improve, and let go. The last quarter moon phase is an integration phase in your business, a time to cultivate all that you have learned, assess what you want to continue with, and reflect on what you want to churn out and put back into the earth as nourishment for the seeds you've planted. On the 28th, the Sun and Mercury join again at 8:39 p.m. Pacific, 11:39 p.m. Eastern, where we have Quicksilver Thanks. What gratitude can you share about your offers? So the Sun and Mercury meet up in the sky at the exact degree at the midway point of the retrograde that we had just a month back, or the midway point of between retrogrades. And so we have a lot of meetings of Mercury and the Sun, just because Mercury and the Sun, Mercury doesn't ever get 30 degrees away from the Sun, so we can't really have like a full moon, but we can have a new moon. So this Sun-Mercury conjunction, when Mercury is going direct, is like a new moon for the cycle between the Sun and Mercury. So Mercury is in Sagittarius along with the Sun at 6 degrees. So this is all about setting up our new big dream. What gratitude can you share about your big dream and your offers? Today, you're being called to share about your offers and what you do so well that help you accomplish your big dream. You're being asked to share the gifts of how they came about. Your message will inspire hope in those soul customers looking for you. You can offer this message as gratitude if you are celebrating Thanksgiving in the United States. Especially quick for fire signs, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. On our last major transit of the month happens on the 29th, where Mars now trines Neptune retrograde. 6:10 a.m. Pacific, 9:19 a.m. Eastern, when they meet up. Flow with inspirational movement. How can you move your body in devotion? We have a Mars Neptune. The theme is always devotional movement. Your body wants to move with grace and ease and joy today. Your body wants to express the freedom and safety it now feels. There is beauty and art that wants to come through today. Yes, in your business. Open up your imagination on the possibilities through your movement to start your day and see how productive you can be in your work. Especially safe and secure for water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Mars will be at Scorpio 20 degrees, trining Neptune retrograde at Pisces 20 degrees. All right, Empresses, that is the astrology, the cosmic weather report for Origin November 2021. As I'm thinking about the upcoming astrology for 2022, I'd love to hear your feedback with these reports. What are you hearing too much of? What do you want to hear more of? How can these reports support you better in your business? I want to know so that I can serve you. All right, everyone, Leslie Tagorda signing off. Until next time. Oh, and if you do have feedback for me, just leave it in the Facebook group or DM me on Facebook. I would love to hear from you. All right, take care.